All right, guys, welcome back to MGM Marketabilities Podcast.
Woo!
Today is episode 20.
Oh, my gosh.
What are we talking about today, Angie?
20. What are we talking about today?
Yeah.
We're talking about all the things that you guys didn't talk about on those weeks that you said, you know what, let's sneak in there and do a podcast when Angie's nowhere around. How about that? I mean, you guys do a phenomenal job of having like a bro club in here. You know what I mean?
It's fun.
It is
fun. It goes well.
It's a bachelor pad.
Yeah.
It is not a bachelor's pad. See, here's the deal. We feel like...
It's a frat house.
It is not a frat house. Oh, my gosh. Next to crushing cans or whatever. So, MGM Podcast, you know, we want you to learn, develop, and launch. We realize that while we're very opinionated people, that you don't really care what we think. The I. Does anybody really care?
Sometimes. Depends. Yeah. Sometimes.
When do you think people...
13%.
13%. I love that.
That's not a real.
And I can tell you, this guy, I appreciated what he said on the first podcast of the year so much that I have continued to use it. And that is sharing with the youth, the middle age, the older people out there.
It's really important messaging. Yeah.
It's the biggest
mission of 2022. You want to remind them?
Yeah. So I've just really dedicated my life, I think, to spreading the word about how important it is to moisturize.
Moisturize. It never gets old. To moisturize. And you know what? He's right.
You know your skin's dry right now. You might not think it is, but I'm...
Oh, it is. Oh, people are like, oh, now they're... We'll wait. Go get your lotion, whatever. You got to moisturize. I like to do it coming right out of the shower. That's where I do it. When do you guys do it?
I don't.
It's sporadic.
Yeah.
I bet your nighttime bedside, you sit there, get the little elbow.
No, it's like, I'll randomly like look in the mirror and I'll be like, oh, God, I've been walking around like this.
Crusty.
Yeah. I'll just look like I'm absorbing the water.
Well, I need it right now because I tell you, I've been blowing my nose so much. That looks bad, doesn't it? You were going to say something.
Well, it's just, moisturizing doesn't fit into my budget, so I just... I don't do it.
Or your beliefs, what? Right?
Or your beliefs.
Well, I mean, I
that's terrible.
I had a transformation, and it's in my beliefs now, but it's just not in my budget currently.
Dude, you're the guy that got on here, because see, I watch all podcasts, and I listen to all podcasts. So you're busy buying a year's worth of deodorant.
Yep.
And buying all this other stuff in bulk.
It's in the budget.
Dude. You can go to DG, Dollar Tree, wherever. Get yourself. Go in there and use some coconut oil that I know you cook with. Ooh, that's a big one. People use that.
Yeah. I moisturize in the shower. Right in
your armpits.
So I have
your armpits.
I have really bad skin because poison ivy. I'm very allergic. It's scarred from like here to here.
Oh. You scarred, huh?
Yeah, I'm that allergic.
Well, you have to show people.
And so
now.
I'm not going to take off my shirt, but
actually, you can't really tell because we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You work out, show the ladies and the people watching. No,
the ladies and the people.
No, is that not appropriate?
Hey,
you're the host.
Private.
What would you like him to
private.
Do?
Hey, it's up to Riley.
Riley. Yeah. Well, Riley, don't pretend like you don't.
I would just feel bummed for the audio listeners that would be missing.
Oh, yeah.
But you remember? But I will wrap that around and say, if you want to see it, you should watch the YouTube link.
Okay.
This might just be for the
YouTube. Just for the YouTube. We could pop up a picture or something.
Edited version. Yeah. Right?
But I have to get certain shampoo.
You don't look bad.
Shampoo.
You look great.
Thank you. Certain shampoo with like cocoa butter in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I can get my moisturizer in. And I get it clean at the same time.
Right, and he didn't do that before I told you guys.
You're basically an influencer.
Yeah, basically.
You are an influencer. You are a dude. You know how much sponsors money you could get? Nobody's out there as a moisturizing influencer. Well, maybe
somebody.
They are,
yeah. But
yeah, I just can imagine you coming on stage like before like a really big band.
Shiny. Pump.
Yeah, and you're like, I just want to get my message out there, and I just want to tell everyone that you need to moisturize.
And just walk off.
I'm like crying.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, we've got to get back on task here. So the one podcast, the one that I'm going to refer to right now was I said, hey guys, you know, post-pandemic, I know some people did it before, but after, they've really gone online. I mean, e-commerce has exploded. You know, not that people mind leaving their homes anymore. I think they're lazy, and I'd be dang, I ain't walking down those aisles to buy stuff.
Heck no.
It's convenient, yeah.
No.
What kind of shopper are you?
You guys don't go to the store?
I
don't like to go to the store. I don't.
I love seeing people. That's me.
That's Riley.
Yeah.
He normally has his shirt off, too, so go ahead.
That's why I hate shopping in my hometown, especially.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, I'm going to run into
I'm going to have to talk, man.
And they're going
to
ask you about how to moisturize.
Yeah. Yeah, it really... They stopped me on the street.
Yeah. This is why Jacob can't be in public.
He cannot. He's just that guy. It's awesome. You know
I'm so greasy from all the moisture.
He really stands out. I mean, yeah. People come up to, what are you using? Reflective. Okay, because maybe you should not use that anymore. I don't know. Oh, anyway, so we know that the people around this table, you know, if you can buy it online, we're probably going to do that, right? Mm-hmm. So as a small business, whether you're a brick and mortar, you already have an online store. Now, you did a pretty good job of touching on some things, but you had the Robs in the room and the Rileys in the room. That hey, had no
I was
idea.
On task, though, just Dude, a little bit.
Dude, you were so far off task that they needed a task to bring you back on task.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. But so you guys did a nice job that day, but you think you left a few things out.
I mean, probably.
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah, but
you think so?
Yeah, I totally think so. And part of the reason I think so is because you need to contact Growing Media, which, by the way, you've done a great job plugging. Thank I love you. That. Yeah. Yeah, you need Growing Media to help you do some of these things that you need to do.
All of these things.
A podcast. Yep. A discussion of your product.
Yep.
What do you want to go buy right now, based on this brief conversation? We're 10 minutes in, man. Yeah. We better speed up.
Nah, we're good.
What do you want to go buy? A lot of lotion, and then he needs water.
Yeah, honestly, a water or a car.
We did not talk about cars.
You asked me what I wanted to buy.
Maybe that's where he moisturizes
in his car.
Hey, so sometimes you're on the go.
Oh my gosh. And then, you know, the other thing is, you think that you can manage your social media, right? We're a marketing ad company.
Yeah.
We do a terrible job of marketing ourselves.
On ourselves, yes. But our clients
love us.
Bomb.
Yes. And we are feeding the beast daily. You do need to utilize businesses and services providing that.
Absolutely.
You know, those tactics, mm-hmm. whether it's social or digital media. Now, digital, you're going to spend a little bit more money. But if people are Googling, which they do, they Google the products they want to buy. You need to have your ad pop up, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right then. And it doesn't happen if you're strictly on social, organically.
Yeah. Social media is good for some things, but you have to really know its limitations.
Right. Can you believe that email lists are still like a thing?
Pretty really? Effective? Yeah, because it's direct to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, like I actually am pretty adamant about opening my emails and...
When you think you're going to get like a coupon?
Knowing like what I have. Well, not necessarily a coupon, but just like...
Checking
like
them.
The people who I'm subscribed to is like, I'm like dedicated to them. So if they come out with a new product, I always at least look
really?
At it.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The deodorant company and all that? What was it? Sasquatch? Or
yeah.
Dr. Squatch?
Yeah.
Squatch?
Dr. Squatch, yeah.
You open those emails?
I'll open it and look at it. I mean, I don't buy, you know, I may buy once every 6 months or something, but yeah, I actually open it.
I
delete. Yeah. That's crazy. I love. See, that's why we do these things.
Yeah.
And then you, of course, want to you want to reach out. We've talked about this a lot today. I don't know if we were in here talking about it, but influencers, having people like Lucas use your product, that's big. I mean, he's got his own podcast.
I do.
Yeah.
Is this my podcast?
He's the front guy.
He's the main man.
Main man. Cool. Yeah. What if people sent you stuff? You would talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I would tell you if it's bad.
This is brutal
or
honest.
It's probably phenomenal.
Yeah, having an influencer that like connects with your brand or your brand image or has the audience that you're trying to get to.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. And remember, you know, like we talked about, it is no joke. You really cannot post once a week and walk away and think that they're going to come buy whatever it is that you have. You got to be in front of them. Because I don't need a car today, but when I need a car, I need to think of one name.
Yeah.
No,
it just popped in my head. So I was like, I'm just gonna say
I've been a Chevy GMC girl for years, and you're a Kia guy now, aren't you? You're not.
I'm not really much of a car person, to be honest.
Right? You like that? You've moved into the what SUV range or where?
No,
are you?
I'm in a normal car now.
That's right. Why do I keep forgetting that?
I used to have an SUV, and now I'm back to a car, just for a season.
I loved my SUV.
Yeah, same here.
You know you're out of college now. You can go ahead and
buy one.
Get you a ride and start making those payments.
Yeah, the Malibu. The Malibu's not cutting it.
I like the Malibu. I mean, I think it's good. What do you guys think about giveaways? Like if you host giveaways.
It's always good.
I think when done correctly, they can be great.
Yes. People love them because it gets the community together.
I'll tell you
more
guys.
Involved.
There's an example. We were working a volunteer event and these people were trying to like buy Huggies. And so they had a sign out that said the Yeehaw Huggies. But Yeehaw was the brand. And everyone came up and they thought that Yeehaw, like the Huggies said Yeehaw. And so when they got there and we were at, and it just said like the park that we were at. It was like such bad advertisement.
Oh,
because
oh,
no. Everyone came up and expecting like a better Huggy than the one that we had. And then
that's cause, Huggies cause, like yeah, baby stuff.
No, like for a drink or koozies.
Sorry. Oh, a hugger. Oh, okay, a hugger. Okay. I thought Huggies. Okay, I'm like, oh man, you start messing with those diaper giants, you're in trouble.
And they're gonna
no.
Come
oh, Huggies. Okay.
Yeah, like a koozie or something for a drink. And so we had all these people just because we're giving these away, but they were just they were advertised to be way better than they.
Oh, oh. Dun. You do not want to do that.
We no. do not do that.
At no.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's an example of what not to do.
What cut rate group are you? Don't even say it. Don't even name
don't
it.
Even,
don't even
you
name
don't
it.
Don't even want to know.
No,
you
I know.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
I know. All right, here's the deal. Something we've started trying ourselves, and stay tuned because, you know, I don't know why we're doing it because we don't really post a whole lot, but you have to boost. You have to put a little bit of money behind your campaigns, not only pay for those great campaigns, but you got to boost them. You got to spend some money.
You got to invest in yourself. Not all of it can come organically. You
right.
have to give yourself a jump off point.
Right.
Help
you do.
Yeah.
There's some argument. Companies want to know, well, how do I know what my marketing budget is? And I've heard a couple of things over the years, but the one that seems to be consistent and very palatable to me is 3% of your net earnings. Not gross profits, but your net earnings, when you know you've taken care of all the people who work for you, you know, your building's secure, all the services, whatever, you need to take part of that profit, real profit, 3%, and put it back in.
Also, it's important that the 3% is working. You don't
heck
want to waste your
yeah,
money.
Yeah, good
you,
point.
You don't want to waste that 3%.
Good point.
Especially if you're doing a little bit better off, you're putting more in. That marketing should be coming back into your pocket.
Absolutely. We've always said at Growing Media, everybody listening, if you give us one check, we return three. I mean, I didn't know what the value of the checks were. But
well, sure. I'll just give you three checks here.
These metaphorical checks.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
But yeah, you always want the ROI. Like
yes.
Definitely.
You have to check that.
If you're spending so that fancy. Money and just not getting anything back, yeah, you're going to be disheartened. You're going to think that social media advertising doesn't work. In reality... You might just not being too great at it on your own.
Yeah. Maybe it needs a tweak.
That's right. Yep.
Maybe
some video.
Growing media.
Video changes everything. Yep. Absolutely. We know that it works. Measured success. Really, we're probably one of the only marketing ad groups that will stand and say, how'd we do for you?
Yeah.
That's hard to ask a client. Did we make you any money? Because, you know, we got to have them saying yes. Because what happens when they say no? It's like,
no. Yeah, it's the whole reason we exist, right? Is to help people make more money.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And anymore, you don't have to guess. I mean, those phones are tracking you, people. I mean, Google knows everything about you. We got you. I'm sorry. It's Big Brother. It's frightening, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, not for your investment, but...
But do you know... Okay, let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, what's up?
You know, lately, when you're buying all these apps, it's like, can I track you?
No.
Yeah, well, the thing is that the fact that they're at, that's a new update, the fact that they're asking you now for it, they would just say yes. They'll probably say yes. They would just mark you down as a yes without
they
asking
just
before
took
the update.
It years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Against the whole AI.
Yeah, within the last 6 months, they've actually come out and been like, hey, do you mind if we, I like that it says.
Oh.
Once in a while?
No, it says ask app not to track. Like, you have to ask them.
That's how we got money. Somebody sued them for just tracking them, and they probably didn't know it, right? You and I just jumped
on.
Oh,
the Facebook thing?
$400
Same thing, or Snapchat. What's happening
Snapchat,
with Snapchat right now.
Well, Snapchat was a little different because it was facial recognition.
Right. Yeah.
So they didn't ask. They just took
it. They just did it. Yeah.
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 Uh-oh. And then they're selling your data.
And rainbow face filters.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's not good.
No.
Be careful with all of
it. It was
that.
Worth it.
Yeah. We haven't gotten the checks yet, but
I got mine. I got my check. Nick Cash.
Well, from Facebook.
From Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. But seriously, you got to get in there and you got to make content that's going to work for you. And the other thing, Oh, we are not going to be liked. We do not require a contract.
No.
Why do we want to hold your feet to the fire if it's not working? You know, we'll change course for you. TV stations, we buy media all across the country, and we'll stay if it works.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, we got to go. We need that whole 3%, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You guys want to play a game?
Let's do it.
Sure.
Well, it changed since the last podcast when I wanted you to run over like top sellers online, right? So the products growing online sales fastest, the global e-commerce sales in selected product categories, you know, they increase and fall behind over time. What would you think is number one right now?
In terms of growing and
just the product.
Product?
It's moving at the fastest rate online.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe Apple?
No, 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 like just like dude. General product.
Is that consumer right? Electronics.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Electronics.
Ding, oh, we're ding, going, ding, okay, ding, ding. Yeah. Yeah, we were speaking in generalities. Yeah, but yeah. Apple, yeah. I mean, I know you're a giant, but you know what?
This TV's pretty
we're
giant.
Not, and you could help us be a giant. This TV the logo is up there. Beautiful.
Pretty big, yeah.
I mean, Apple, we'll just put you right there. I mean, we don't need a logo, right? So, good job, dude.
Kind of figured because, like, one they're point. Nationwide.
Yeah. What's number two?
Apparel.
Clothes, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, when you did the podcast,
it was
apparel
first.
Was yeah. first.
Really?
And that was only weeks ago, so it shifted. That's interesting. Yeah. Actually, you got household appliances coming first. Before apparel.
I could see that, yeah.
When's the last time you ordered a toaster online?
Never went to Best Buy.
And that's well, we don't plug them. No. Definitely don't plug them. No, no, no. They sold me a $50 cord, said I could bring it back, and then they didn't take it back.
That's their fault.
Just saying. All right, so we got consumer electronics, household appliances, apparel. What's next?
Cars.
Nope.
No,
these
really?
Women making a fortune doing what kind of videos OnlyFans. On YouTube?
Oh. Mm-mm. Well, I was just saying. I was.
That was scary, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
that was way too know. Vague.
Yeah,
wait, this is a
yeah,
family
yeah,
show.
A little vague.
Lucas and I just on gave YouTube. Each other a glance so, through the mic stand.
Okay, I worked with a young lady years ago, a great news anchor, and she went on. She was doing it before influencers were doing it, applying makeup. And I think she made like six figures years ago. There's no telling what she's making now, but beauty and personal care. That's kind of right there in the middle.
Oh, yeah, that makes
sense. The Kylie
sense.
Jenners, the Jeffree Stars. And
yeah, but my friend did it first.
That's man. Awesome.
Guess what? Okay, this is a hint. What's the next one?
Randomly just puts on the
glasses. I like to look at everybody through
they're actually
the,
a prescription.
Yeah, no, they're not. Put them on. Rose-colored glasses. Look how good the world looks when you wear it. Well, except for the fingerprints. Yeah.
Well, but I have horrible cataracts, so this is...
Look at that. And in the world more beautiful with rose-colored glasses?
Yeah, all the red flags, everything just looks red now. So
is it red or pink?
Who am I to judge?
That's right. Okay. All right. Now, this one is one that we could probably, we could talk about, but run into some trouble as well. OTC, over-the-counter pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. Okay. Expensive.
I could kind of see that now.
That's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
Just make sure you know where stuff is coming from. And
yes.
What do you think about that?
Know if you even need to take it or not.
Right.
Or just change your diet.
Oh,
mic drop.
Man, that hurts, doesn't he? He is just delivering it today.
He's just giving the truth.
Day. Yeah.
I mean, that is the other thing, guys, that we try not to do. And we've had many opportunities. If you're making the content, the marketing materials, and you're just lying to people, that's going to catch up to you. It really
eventually,
is.
Yeah.
It really is. That's why I think that's why influencer marketing has come so far is because their viewership really believes them. They trust them. They don't think they would lie to them.
Yeah. They've built that relationship like with their audience. And then you come out with a product that's, you know, fake or...
Right.
Or
not as good.
It's not as good as it's portrayed, and then that trust is gone.
That's right.
Then they hype it up, and they're like, I'm going to go buy this, but it's not the best product. Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, nowadays you can pause or stop or rewind, you know? Isn't that funny? You do none of that. You scroll, whatever. the small print, like this doesn't work on anyone, and you're an idiot if you buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What is happening here?
I just, it just makes me uncomfortable when I see stuff like that.
It does. You know? It's sleazy.
Yeah. And it's like, what's the point? just to get what, money, like more money,
money views, bottom dollar, yeah.
And there was some science about the placebo effect.
Yeah.
Sometimes if a person takes a pill and they've told you what that pill should do.
Yeah.
Mind over, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. But you're right. If you want to lose weight, you got to stop eating a lot and you got to work out.
Yeah. You have to burn more calories than you consume.
Yeah. I think a lot of times the easiest answer is
working out.
The answer, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Okay. You guys are terrible at this game, by the way. So what's after pharmaceuticals?
Did you say where fashion has been in this list yet? Or did you? Is it fashion now?
Ooh. I think it was apparel. Was the same. Apparel. So yeah, it came in. They kind of lump all that together. This one is surprising. In particular, when you've learned that now whole pieces are coming out of a box. Whole pieces are coming out of a box.
Whole pieces.
That's what I'm saying.
Items.
This is a freaking riddle.
Yeah.
Whole items. Like things that you were wondering how they were going to get on a truck, and now it's coming to you assembled. Oh,
like mobile homes, like...
Well, not I mean not the not whole house, homes, but furniture.
Yeah. Oh, furnishings. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about like
a cabinet. Yeah, like a china cabinet, man. You just open it up and pull it out, and there it is. It's built.
Yeah.
Mattresses? They're sending you mattresses now?
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can order. Yeah, cool. yeah.
A lot of online mattresses.
Are they comfortable, though? Does anybody know?
Yeah. Mine is.
I feel like some of them.
What'd you buy?
Some of them have got to be.
I don't know. You just get a, like memory foam one. No, I bought like one of the cheaper memory foam ones, and I think it's comfortable.
You had it delivered to your house?
Oh, yeah. I've done that twice now.
Without ever lying on it?
Well, I laid on it when I got it.
Right. But what if it was horrible?
Then I'd send it back.
See? They know they've got me then, because I
will take the loss. If I order something and I get it and it doesn't fit, it's not what I want, it's whatever, I'll just be like, huh.
I take the loss.
Yeah, you hate to see it.
I'm like, oh my gosh. I don't miss that $142. Well,
there's a lot of them now that like they have free like exchanges and stuff.
Dude, but you still got to fold it back up and somehow get it in the box.
And then you got to what? Go to the post office and talk to somebody?
I cannot. We are not
be like,
down
hey,
with that.
I need to send
we
this mattress.
We are not down with that.
Oh my gosh.
All right. And this next one, I got photos, okay? And I'm sorry, but it is a great idea until you live in the country, you're never home, and varmints are all around. Food is another thing that people are buying a lot of online.
Oh, I can see that.
Well, yeah.
I found my HelloFresh all over my front lawn.
Could the raccoons get it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And they raccoons were they in your car,
loved,
too?
Oh, yeah, and the same raccoon got
that was,
it.
That was nice of you to buy it for
them. Yeah,
you're
no
so,
doubt.
So generous and giving
I
them a nice
I told HelloFresh, I said,
everything.
Listen, if you're just going to sit this big old box full of food out on my front porch without even as much of a bag on it, it ain't gonna work. So I said, instead of hello, it was bye bye fresh.
Bye bye.
Bye bye fresh.
Bye bye.
I was so mad, man. Tacos. I've been looking forward to that. That freaking.
The tacos are good, though.
I didn't know you were a HelloFresh kind of person.
Well, you know why I like it? My son has a great philosophy here. Number one, he cooks now because it's a step by step thing. They do not give you enough food to feed like yourself. And then they say two people can eat, and Wyatt looks at it and he goes, Mom, can you have a small plate and I'll have a regular plate? And I go, sure, why not? Back to the weight loss, right? It's a good way to do it. But it teaches you. Like, it gives you, I never would have put red pepper flakes in sweet potatoes. And it's delicious.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing about it. So you can just do it until the raccoons come and tear yours up, and then you'll know how to do it all anyway.
Yeah,
true.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I actually feed a small family of raccoons in my apartment.
Oh, you had. I'm sorry. That hit close to home.
I'm always, looking for.
A little off topic. Have you guys seen the raccoon guy video?
Raccoon guy.
He's feeding like 50 raccoons on his porch.
He's just being swarmed.
Yeah.
That's Jacob. He's sitting there with his glasses on.
That's what I'm going to do when I retire.
You love raccoons. Are you not afraid of like rabies?
With the way you worded like, that, yes,
I mean,
but also no.
Are they known for that?
They
like,
can be. I have a huge amount of love and respect for raccoons.
I know you love raccoons. How long did you keep your one pet raccoon? We got a bunch of pictures to put in this podcast, by the way.
Okay, yeah, you have to send them to me.
we had it for a good decade. Domesticated raccoons awesome. Last a while. Yeah.
What was his?
Her name is JJ. JJ. Before that, we had dogs. We live out in the country, like 9 acres. And so we just...
You don't get HelloFresh either.
We just domesticated all of our wild raccoons. Like, we'd have wild raccoons that would, like, climb up your jeans and sit on your lap and, like, eat out of your hand. And,
yeah. That's what my dad was doing the other day. He was at the lake fishing, and a raccoon was hungry, and he gave him a whole fish. My mom has pictures of it.
I love them.
We got another picture right there.
They got little hands. How do you know?
And their nails,
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in my car, when he got in and had the rest of my snack, thank God he didn't go to town on my seat.
Did he open the door handle?
Man. No, I left it open. I was unloading my HelloFresh substitute that I had to go make the meal because I had to go to the store.
They were trying to find it.
This was the same day.
Man, it was ridiculous.
The raccoons and you were at a war.
I'm sweating. Dude, she got absolutely sweating.
It was before we left the Nashville. She was like, you're not going to believe this.
I was 20 minutes late picking everybody up because,
they would get into our fridge. We have an outdoor fridge at home. They'd get into our fridge.
They get in the fridge?
Yeah.
They just open it up. Take it. They love pop, don't they? Like soda?
Well, they love anything. Like, legitimately.
Yeah. I pulled up to my house the other night, and we have a peach tree.
Can you believe where this is
in the front yard? In the front yard, and my mom was wondering. She was like, "Who's eating our peaches?" I was like, "I don't know." Pulled up, there's three raccoons. One was in the tree, knocking them down. The other two were like
stingy little things, man. Like, they just think everything belongs to them, and then got those sharp nails. I mean, it was like Freddy Krueger was in my car. The peanut bag was like, rah, nothing left.
They're cute though.
And then whatever I was drinking. Finished it and threw it in my seat. Just like, drop the mic. I'm out. And then little white paws on the ceiling.
More like a human being that got into your car.
No, the little feet. And somebody said, I bet you Wyatt went and bought one of those paw stamper things just to play with me. But all right, bring it home, Lucas. We're already at 30 minutes, man.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, it's crazy how much food you can buy online. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, my mom buys like half of their groceries on like Amazon.
Now. Really?
Yeah.
Even perishables.
Yeah, because they like live out in the country. So like, I mean, maybe she'll go get fruit and vegetables, right? But like all of the, you know, stuff that comes in bags or whatever, she buys it all on Amazon. Yeah.
So smart.
Yeah.
Dry ice, baby.
Yeah.
It's crazy stuff.
Oh no, yeah, buying perishables.
Like, it's dangerous.
You can get to it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a ticking time clock. I mean, how long have you guys
ever order anything online?
How long is it going to keep, really?
I don't know. Their shipping methods are getting better.
But I was going to say, Amazon, like, even with HelloFresh, their shipping methods are really good.
Yeah. I mean,
Amazon has a 2-day shipping.
Shouldn't they knock, see if anybody's there, or just leave it on the porch?
It's like UPS.
I think if you're told, like, hey, it's going to be delivered on this day, you have this amount of hours, Lucas, to put it in your...
Tell them where to... They can unload it in your cabinets, too. Just tell them to walk in.
Oh, just give them a key? I'll tell the FedEx guy.
The chicken goes in the second drawer in the fridge.
That's what I'm going to try that next time.
Very concise instruction.
And then I'll be on the news.
That's a personal assistant, is what you're referring to.
I'll be on the news. The next like a robber. FedEx guy's still in the house, you know, when I get there. It'll be great.
Oh my god.
Okay. We hope you got a little bit out of this podcast, right?
Oh, a lot. Hopefully. Okay. So much.
Brand it up. Tell them where to find us.
All right. So reach out to us. We're on Instagram, Facebook. Our website is growingmediamarketing.com. Find us on social media and everything on growing.media.
Oh, wait.
Is
that good?
I too boring?
No, I just felt like you needed a little something.
Okay. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.